Well, come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Gospel House Reigns with Sister Poochie, and we're going to be reviewing the Ten Commandments. You know, as the COVID-19 virus continues to plague the world, as we're beginning to see a spike again in the cases, especially in the United States, one of the things that it is getting us back to is the common sense, meaning kindness to others, politeness. You care about people. You're checking on them. You're having a new norm, as I call it, because now we're thinking differently. Before, we were on such a fast track in this world. Everything was instant. Instant food, instant TV. I remember when TV used to go off, but now it never goes off. So I just aged myself. But anyway, everything is instantaneous now. And now we've had to slow down. And now that we've slowed down, let's get back to the basics of our Christianity. And it starts with the Ten Commandments. That is the law that God gave Moses for His people. And so we're going to be coming from Exodus 20th chapter, the first through the 17th verse. In John, the 13th chapter, the 33rd through the 35th verse, I read in the mighty name of Jesus, and it just simply starts, "And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. And you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord God, am a jealous God, pushing the children from sin of the parent, punishing the children for the sins of the parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day, keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day, the seventh day is the Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work. And I repeat, you shall not do any work. Neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male or female servants, nor your animals, nor your foreign residing in your town. For in the sixth day of the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. Thou shalt not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You should not steal. You should not give false testimonies against your neighbor. You should not covet your neighbor's house, nor covet your neighbor's wife, or your male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Everybody, those are the Ten Commandments. I want to go over just a couple of things real quick. Covet. To covet something means to want it, to desire it, to you know, it's almost like, oh, I see you got a new car. I want a new car. And you're almost jealous of the fact that they have a new car to the point that, oh, you got to get one too. You shouldn't desire, and then say you couldn't covet your neighbor's wife or anything else. Whatever is your neighbor's. You should not try to possess it or anything like that. That's what they're talking about there. I also wanted to remind everybody that the Sabbath day, you're not supposed to do anything. Nothing. He said he rested from all his work on the seventh day. So we got to remember to take a, God gave us a day off and we don't take it. We need to take a day off and rest from all our labor and do nothing but commune with God in Christ. That is what they're trying to get from us on that seventh day that we have to keep holy. Now, graven images. Make no graven images and bow down to nothing. The only thing you bow down to is the Lord. And, you know, we have symbols and, you know, flags and statues and things like that. And sometimes you find yourself building an altar and praying to all these little images on this altar, and he's saying don't make any graven images or anything in heaven, on earth, beneath the earth, under the water. I mean, he gave no graven images at all. That is something that we have to pray about and meditate on and ask Christ, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to identify those things that God is talking about in this commandment. But these commandments are there to govern our life. These are the laws, just like we have laws of the land that you live in. These are the laws of the Lord. And with it being the laws of the Lord, this is something that will stand to the end of time and is not negotiable. Now, we're going to jump to the New Testament, John 13 chapter, the 33rd and the 35th verse, because there's actually 11 commandments. And Jesus gave an additional commandment. And it starts like this from John 13, chapter 33 to 35 verse. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, for just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. I gave a message about you'll know if it's a false prophet by the fruits that they bear. And now God, now Christ is telling us that you'll know that they're disciples from me if they're demonstrating love to you. Because the new commandment that Jesus gave us is to love one another as he has loved us. Now, he loved us to death. And we use that term, but we don't do that term. Jesus loved us to death. We need to love each other to life. Love each other to bring life into each other's life, because Jesus is life. And when you love, you're calling in God because he is love, and you're calling in Jesus because he's the Son. All right, everybody, I want you to think about that. Pray on it, meditate on it, ask God for wisdom. He said anyone who asks for wisdom, he will give it to you. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit always to lead and guide you through this world. Everybody, if you would be so kind, I want everyone to visit our website at jhom.org, jhom.org. There you will find a link to our smartphone app. On this app, there's a full-length Bible that you have at your fingertips that you can search. It'll dictate to you. Also, you get can listen to the shows. And you can download the mixes separately in case you just want to listen to the mixes. You also, there's video messages that will be there from me. It hooks you up to all of our Facebook pages. It really is all of everything we do, the essence of everything we do, in one place. And you don't have to jump around looking for us. So jhom.org is the website. Download the app. Now, if you're a Christian artist out there and you want to be heard on the radio station with us, just simply email journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. Address it to Teresa, and Teresa will listen to your music and let you know exactly what's going on and when you will air on the show. All right, everybody, download the app. Okay. The first thing up on the mic is this is Gospel House of Rain, so it's all me. Mixing, but I have two different mixes. First mix is a remix of the song Old Landmark that the president of the ministry actually requested that I do for her, and I never played it. I put it on the app as a bonus mix, but I never played it on the show. So for all the people in the world who haven't heard this, here we go. Old Landmark remix by Sister Poochie. Get up, don't forget what the dance break is all about. You have to get up and give God some praise for 15 minutes or however long the break is, and you're supposed to praise him for everything that he has done good for you in your life. Even in the midst of your circumstances, he has done something for you, and you know he has. Think about it. He woke you up. Second, look for the message that's in this mix, like I put a message in all the mix. And then after that mix, we're going to be following up with a half an hour mix by me called Praise Groove. All right, everybody, let's get this show started. Let's get some praise on to the Lord. Here we go.
Let us all go back to you. Yeah. to the old landmark. Yeah. Back to the old time. Yeah. Preachers preach the way they used to preach. Singers sing the way they used to sing.
All right, I hope you get up and get your praise groove on, and we're going to keep this going because we can give God another half an hour. Let's get up and keep praising him. Here's the second mix.
Yeah.
DJ. the man start jumping at the church. Rapper try pass get jumping at the church. Head not sleepy, can't knock in at the church. Drum not run, tell knocking at the church. The Holy Ghost fire, no stopping at the church. What kind of church is this?
This is a Holy Ghost church.
What kind of church is this?
This is a Sanford church.
What kind of church is this?
This is a Holy Ghost church. This is a hand clapping, yeah, feet, yeah, stomping.
Yeah. on the straight and the narrow. And I walk that walk, cause I heard that talk, God's already won this battle. So I'ma do it again, feeling so good, good. Thanks to our men, just to serve the Lord. In dance and praise.
Yeah.
I hope you got up and gave God some praise, some praise, some praise, and testified to the good things that he has done for you. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is Gospel House Reigns with Sister Pucci. And we are going to hear those drums. And we're not going to hear the song over. So that was just a little bit at the end. I start playing Everlasting Life again. But anyway, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. Excuse me for all the glitches, but when you're live, that's what happens. But the main thing about this show, I want you to remember, is the readings for the week, which comes from Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 1st to the 17th verse, which is the Ten Commandments. You need to learn these and memorize them because they are the litmus, the guidelines, what we use to guide our life. These are the laws of the Lord, and it goes like this: and God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall not have no other gods before me. 2, you shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. So be careful what you say and use the word name of God. All right, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. And on that day you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male or female servants, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your town. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Everyone remember, in that, he is saying you have to rest from everything, which means that all you're doing is sitting around communing with God. That's what he wants from you on that day. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. Honoring your father and your mother, everybody out there, you, no matter how they were to you, you have to honor them. You shall not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not give false testimonies against your neighbors. Thou or you shall not covet, which means try to possess, your neighbor's house. You shall not covet or desire or want your neighbor's wife or male or female servants, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. So if it belongs to your neighbor, it is your neighbor's. You're not supposed to lust after it. You're not supposed to want it, desire it. You're not supposed to be jealous over it. You're just supposed to rejoice that someone has something else, and you're not to want to take on that thing for yourself. Like I said, that you got a new car. Now I need a new car, or I'm going, you covet it. Okay. Anyway, when the people... And that's the last commandment. And when last commandment that God gave to Moses. And then Jesus in John 13 chapter, the 33rd to the 35th verse, said there's one new commandment. And it reads like this: my children, I shall be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That was the 11th commandment that Jesus gave, that we had to love each other like he loved us. And he loved us to death, as I said earlier. And we need to love each other with that type of zeal and that kind of conviction. All right, everybody, definitely get into the 10 commandments, memorize them, learn them, and live them, because God is using those to judge us. I mean, did you follow my commandments? He said if you do, he will bless thousands and thousands of generations of yours. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out of this show with How Great Thou Art. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping me uplifted for this show. It was not easy, but he got me through. Everybody, remember, through Christ, all things is possible. Everybody, here we go. See you next week.